Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, right at the top of the Amud. Ton Rabbanon, Tov Elo Yisbal Mincha B'Erev Shabbos. If a person was made a mistake and he didn't have a mincha on Erev Shabbos. Now we learned before that if a person is Tov and he did not, he missed a tefillah, then the next tefillah he davens twice. One for his obligation, and the second time as a tashlum, as a makeup for the previous tefillah that he missed. In this case, he missed mincha on Erev Shabbos. Now, when it comes to the next tefillah, it's a marav of Shabbos. It's not the same Shemone Esrei. So what does he do? Tov lo yisbal mincha b'Erev Shabbos, yisbal b'Leil Shabbos shtayim. He davens the Shabbos to Shemone Esrei twice, because that's the Shemone Esrei that he's obligated with now. That's the Shemone Esrei of this time period. He davens once for his chiyuv, and the second time is for tashlumim, for the mincha that he missed on Erev Shabbos. However, Tov lo yisbal mincha b'Shabbos, if he made a mistake and he didn't have a mincha on Shabbos, misbal b'motzei Shabbos shtayim shalchol. Then he davens twice Mariv, and again he davens the relevant Shemone Esrei of that time period, which is Chol. It's the weekday Shemone Esrei. But Mavdol b'Rishayin, Avina Mavdol b'Shniya. He says Havdalah in the first one and not in the second one. Havdalah is an obligation to say it only once. A Mavdol, to be Mavdol b'Ein Shabbos l'Chol. It's not a part of the Shemone Esrei per se. The Shemone Esrei on the Motzei Shabbos is a valid Shemone Esrei without Havdol. He's only Mavdil on the first one because that's his Chiyuv, and therefore he has to daven that Mariv of Motzei Shabbos, where there's an obligation to be Mavdil, Atochanon Tanu. And the second one, which is a Tashlumim for the previous day for the Mincha of Shabbos, he's not Mavdil. But if he reversed it, if he said Havdalah the second time and the first Shemone Esrei he did not, so then Shni also lo Rishon lo also lo. The second Shemone Esrei is counted for him. The first Shemone Esrei is not counted for him. It's not considered part of his obligation, and it's not considered a makeup either. It's not counted. Correcting or lemeima de kevan de lo yavdal b'kamaisa kimandal itzali domi. Well, this would appear that since he did not make Havdalah in the first Shemone Esrei, it's as if he didn't daven it. Because we're saying that the first one lay also lay. So it's as if he didn't daven it. Umadrina lay. And he has to repeat it. Ivri minoel es yustira tov loy hisker gurs gisham tchiz amesim. If a person made a mistake in Shemone Esrei and he did not say much about Marigesh. And he didn't say the same Talamot to the Berachos Hashanim. Mishael Berachos Hashanim. Machzir Naisa. He has to repeat the Shemone Esrei. Havdalah B'chein Yadas. Ein Machzir Naisa. But if he omitted the Havdalah B'chein Yadas, Ein Machzir Naisa. Bibnei Shiyochel Aimer Alakais. Because he has another opportunity to say Havdalah Alakais when he makes it on the cup and with the Neris, etc. So therefore, he doesn't repeat it. So you see, even without the Atochanon Tanu, the Shemone Esrei is valid. Kasha, it's a kasha, because from what you said before in the Baraisa, it says, Rishayin Olay also, it would seem to be that it's not considered a Shemone Esrei. It's as if he didn't daven, if he didn't say Atochanon Tanu. However, the halacha is like the Baraisa, even though it says a kasha, it's not a tiyufta, and some of the Rishonim speak out, Rav Haigon speaks out, that the pshat is that it's not, if you didn't say Atochanon Tanu, it's not a valid Shemone Esrei. We see clearly that it is a valid Shemone Esrei. What it means is that Tashlumim can only be said after the first, the Chiyuv, that you daven the Chiyuv, your Chiyuv first. If a person davens his Tashlumim first, then it's loy also loy. It's not valid. So they explain is that by davening the Shemone Esrei on Mariv at the Motzei Shabbos, and by not saying Atochanon Tanu in the first one and saying it in the second, it's as if he's making the first Shemone Esrei into the makeup Shemone Esrei, into the Tashlum Shemone Esrei, because that's a Shemone Esrei that does not require Havdalah. And by saying Atah Chanatan on the second one, it's as if he's saying, making the second one into his chiyuv, his obligation. And therefore, the first one's not also, because the Tashlumim can only be valid if he's valid, if it comes after his primary obligation, if it's after the chiyuv. Now, by reversing the order of Atah Chanatano, it's as if he's making the first one into the Tashlumim and the second one into his chiyuv, and therefore he is not yaitzah with the first one because the Tashlumim has to come after the chiyuv. So lemaisa, if a person only davened one Shemana Esrei Motzei Shabbos and he did not say Abdal, did not say Atah Chanatano, he is yaitzah the Shemana Esrei, he does not have to repeat it, and he's soimach on the Havdalah alakais. If a person, however, had two Shemana Esreis, and he, the first one, he did not say Atah Chanatano, he said it in the second one, it counts for him, but the first one doesn't. The first one doesn't, and he still has to make up the Tashlumim for what he missed on the previous day. Itma, Rabbi Yosef Baruch Hanina, Naimer Tefillah is Avastik. The basic Tefillah, how was it established, and who was it established? So Rabbi Yosef Yochanan says, Tfilos Avais Tiknum, the Avais were Mesaken, they established Shemana Esrei. They established for them and for their children that the obligation to daven Shemana Esrei, daven to Rabbeinu Shalom. The Nosach of the Tfil of Korah was made up much later on Shei Kenosos Gedolah, but the fact, the institution of davening, and we'll see which ones the Avais of Mesaken, the institution of davening was made by the Avais. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Amar Tfilos Kenegat, Tminim Tikva. He said the obligation for davening was Chazal Mesaken it, corresponding to the obligation that we have to bring the Korbanos, that we have the Tomid, there's the Tomid Shel Shachar, the Tomid Shel Bein Arabayim, and Tfilos were established corresponding to that, and the Chazal, Anshei Kenes Gedolah, were Mesaken it, corresponding to those Korbanos. Tanya Kavasi, Rabbi Yosef Baruch Hanina, Tanya Kavasi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, we have brights this morning both. Tanya Kavasi, Rabbi Yosef Baruch Hanina, Avram, taken Tfilos Shachar, Avram Avinu, is Mesaken, Tfilos Shachar, Shenemar, Vayashkim Avram Bavaker, Alam Akam Asher Amat Shon. He got up and went to the place where he stood there, Ve'en Amida Ela Tfilah. So what it means in this context is the place that he davened. Shenemar, Vayamat Pinchas, Vayavalem. Yitzchak, Tikkun Tfilos Mincha, Yitzchak established Mincha, Shenemar, Vayetzei Yitzchak, Suach Masadav, Lifnei Yisera, Ve'en Sicha Ela Tfilah. And he went, Suach, we say over there, means Hare Tfilah. Shenemar Tfilah La'anikiyat, Ve'nei Hashem, Yishbach Sicha. So in this context, Kiyatay, Ve'lifnei Hashem, Yishbach Sicha, he pours out his heart, his expressions to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's davening. Yaakov taken tefillas arvish and emar ve'yivka b'makom ve'yolin shon ve'ein pegiya ela tefillah. Pegiya can mean also tefillah, not only that he approached, that he encountered this place, but he davened there. Shenemar ba'at al tispalu ba'ad ha'am hazeh. Rabbi Shalom tells Yirmiyahu and Navi, do not daven for this people, this nation. Ve'al tisa banam v'inu tefillah ve'al tifka bi. And don't al tifka bi, don't daven to me. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Mipnei Ma Amru Tfilos Shachar Chatzos. So we have a Braisa now. So the first Braisa supported Rabbi Yosef Baruch Hanina, that obviously. Now we have another Braisa that supports Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, that it's corresponding to the Korbanos. Mipnei Amru Tfilos Shachar Chatzos. Why do the Chacham say that Tfilos Shachar can only be davened until Chatzos? Shrei Tomid Shel Shachar Karvayavad Chatzos. Because the morning Tomid can only be until Chatzos. It's a Tomid Shel Shachar. What is Shachar? What is morning? Till noon, till midday. Till midday is morning, and that's when the Tomid Shel Shachar can be brought, and therefore Shachars can be davened. The latest time is until noon. Rabbi Yehuda Himrad Arvashos, he says, no, it's only till the 4 hours of the day. Sherei Tomid Shel Shachar Karvahalachar Arvashos. Because it's morning is only till the 4 hours. We'll see later in the Gemara how he knows that the morning is only 4 hours of the day, but that's what he says, he defines morning, so therefore the Tomid Shel Shachar is only nikra till fourth hour, and similarly, till the Shacharis is only on Arba Shois. Why do we say mincha is until the evening according to Tana Kama? Shemit Tomei shall be in Arabayim. The afternoon Tomei is Karav HaHoylech An HaErev. It's until the end of the day. So mincha can be done to the end of the day. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, at Plaga Mincha, he said no, only until Plaga Mincha, until the half of mincha. We'll see more shortly what that means. Shemit Tomei shall be in Arabayim, Karav HaHoylech at Plaga Mincha, because the Tomei shall be in Arabayim is only makavit to the plaga mincha, not to the end of the day. Why do we say that marav can be the whole night? Sharei born with the dorim, shalei nisachlo mi be'era, kremim holkim kol alayla. Anything that the limbs that they put onto the mizbeach, if it was not consumed previously, it can be consumed and put on the mizbeach to be burned the entire night. Why can the tefillas musaf? He said the entire day. Shavei karvan shal musafim karv kol hayom. Because according to the chachamim, the musaf can be brought the entire day. Rav Yudai ma'at shalishoyis. Shavei karvan musaf karv ha'ilachat shalishoyis. Because it says no, the musaf you can only mark it to the seventh hour of the day. And similarly, the tefillas musaf is only the seventh hour of the day. Ve'ezoi mincha gedoy lo. So we have Rabbi Yehuda saying by mincha that mincha is only to plaga mincha. So now there's a mincha gedoyla and there's a mincha ketana. What is mincha gedoyla? Mishay shows a mechso ulamal. That's the earliest time that one can daven mincha. That's the earliest time that the korban tamid shel ben arbayim can be makor, which is after 6.5 hours of the day. We're talking in a day, for these purposes, we talk in a day that has 12 hours of the day and 12 hours of the night. Now, every day that does not have 12 hours of the day, then it's shalzmanios, it's relative to what would be if it is a 12-hour day. So if it's a midday, then whatever the day, the length of the day is, if it's midday, then it's a 10-hour day would be 5 hours. A 12-hour day is 12 hours. So mincha gedoyla is after 6.5 hours of the day. If the day that has 12 hours, it's after 6.5 hours of the day. That's after that time is the earliest time when the Tamid shel ben arbayim could be brought. Ve'ezo mincha ketana, mitisha shosa machso mala. Mincha ketana is after 9.5 hours of the day. That's mincha ketana. So he boilu Rabbi Yehuda plag mincha kama kamar plag mincha choyne kamar. He says plag mincha. Is it half of that mincha gedoyla from 6.5 hours of the day to the end of the day? So that's a 5.5 hour period, and it's half of that. So it's in a 5.5 hour period. It's each half is 2 hours and 3 quarters. So it would be from 6.5 hours of the day plus another 2.75 hour, or is it plag mincha achreina kamar, which is from 9.5 hours of the day till 12, so it's a 2.5 hour period. Each period is 1.25 hours. Now, if we're starting from the second half, the plag achreina, so it's from 9.5 hours. If you add on 1.25 hours, it's 10.75 hours. So what did Rabbi Yehuda mean? Did he mean that it can be recited mincha until 10.75 hours of the day? Or is it the first plag? So Tashma, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Emer plag mincha achreina. It's until the plag mincha achreina, meaning taking from mincha ketana, from 9.5 hours of the day till the end of the day, half of that period, which is that entire period is 2.5 hours, half of it's 1.25 hours, 9.5 plus 1.25 hours, 10.75 hours, it's until 10.75 hours of the day. So it says clearly, plag mincha achreina, mevehi yud alef shalos chaser revia. It is 10.75 hours. Neimat havtiyuch to Rav Yosef Ruch Hanina. Let's say that this brice over here is a kash on Rav Yosef Ruch Hanina, because it says clearly that it was kenegged, the tefillahs kenegged, the korbanos that to meet him. So let's say it's a kashan Rav Yosef Ruch Hanina. Amar lach Rav Yosef Ruch Hanina, lo'olam emelach tefillahs always tiknu. Really, I'll tell you that tefillahs always tiknu. V'asmachin rabbanon the korbanos. The rabbanon they correlated it to korbanos. But the etzem takana, the institution of the tefillah, was by the avos. The rabbanan corresponded to the korbanos that it should be at the particular time of the day or the afternoon, the morning, afternoon, and evening, corresponding to korbanos. But the institution of the tefillah, he holds, was by the avos. Now you have to say that, you must say that, because Tilos Musav, according to him, who established that? Now, Avos did not establish Musav. We don't find anywhere that Avos established Musav. Elat Tfilois must be Tfilos Avos Tiknam. Must be that the Tfilos Avos Tiknam was Machin Rabbanan and Karbanas. And the Rabbanan were Masmechat and Karbanas. But he also agrees that it has to be, even if the Avos Musakin, the institution of Tfilah, but it has to be correlated to Tfilahs. And we see that clearly by Musav, because the Avos were not Musakin Musav. Aspi, that even though he holds Avos Tiknum, it was the Chazal correlated to the various Korbanos. So what comes out, according to Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, that the Avos Musakin it, means they instituted it as a takana for them and for their children. The Rabbanan correlated to korbanos. Now, if you hold that it's keneged the korbanos, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, so what does he hold? Does he not hold that they always davened? No, I mean, we have these brises that seem to indicate that they did daven. So, l'chayro, what the pshat is, and this resolves another problem that the Tosafot Shanim deals with. They were saying that Yitzchak was Misakin Mincha. We find, and Tosafot over here also asked this kasha, we find that Slisa da Avram, the tefillah of Avram Avinu, was in the afternoon. So apparently Avram Avinu also davened Mincha. But what he says is, yes, Avram Avinu davened Mincha. But he instituted for himself and his children and future generations Shachris. He davened mincha, but he did not institute it. Yitzchak davened mincha and made it instituted for future generations. So perhaps what he holds is that the avos, he also agrees the avos davened, but he holds they didn't institute it at all as a chiyuv for future generations. The entire chiyuv comes from the korbanos.